Good morning, Lee.
How's the last week been performing? Okay, nice and positive?
Yes, absolutely positive. Still plugging away and getting some hits on job seekers and employers. So all is going well.
Because 30% of all job seekers in the Burnie area are over the age of 45. So it's trying to get the over 45s back into the workforce. And with all thanks to Building Bridges, Burnie businesses can take on a job seeker 45 or over for the best part of a month, up to 25 hours a week at no cost to the business.
That's right. And I guess I should throw in there too, because there's been a little confusion during the week with a couple of employers, but that whole program, it's called the NWEP program. They can choose to do that, or they don't have to. I mean, if they want to try someone and then just put them on without going through that program, they can do that as well.
Oh, okay, so, yep.
I just wanted them to clear that up with them, that they can still have somebody in work experience and put them on at the end and not have to worry about that additional paperwork if that's what they want.
Oh, that's good, nice and flexible, yes.
Yeah, well, that's right. I suppose I was just solely looking at the incentive, thinking that was a great thing, but for some, they can't be bothered with it sort of thing. It's like too hard, just want to get them in and get them going if they've got that job. So that's certainly an option. I guess the other thing I wanted to say for job seekers out there too is just to relate to them. I'm hearing the same thing from nearly everyone I meet, that their biggest barriers are the social skills of meeting and greeting and interviews. That's what really scares them and puts them on the back burner. So that's what I'm here for too. Come and see me. We can work on those things. And I have, you know, some budget there to help them with these sort of skills.
Yep.
So, yeah, I wanted to get that out to them as well.
Yeah, it's trying to break down the barrier really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when they've been at home, and as you and I know, the less you talk to people, the harder it gets.
Yep.
And so you're at home not doing that, then, yeah, so even coming in and just chatting with me can relax them and make them, and that's what I say to them, don't think of it as an interview. Think you're just going to have a chat.
There's plenty of positives by picking up a mature job seeker, life experiences, they're reliable, heaps of knowledge and also maturity as well. So it is a good idea, and we're trying to, with this Building Bridges program, to achieve 50 placements in 50 days. Now that wraps up early December, December 7, doesn't it, Kim?
That's right, yep, and we're getting very close to that, as the program had already started roughly 12 months ago, and then had the break with COVID. So those numbers are definitely getting to that, hitting that 50. Not so much the placements, but the job seekers are. So, I've sort of got about, I'd probably say I've got a dozen placements that are sort of all hanging, not quite paperwork and finalised just yet. But, yeah, it's definitely working for both parties.
But it's positive, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Now, we can get in contact with you via the Burnie City Council, and you can go to the website for further details. Now, last week we caught up with you. You was going to be at the Burnie Library from 9:30. You're going to be there again today?
No, those Fridays were kind of, because of our public holiday, mucked me up a bit. But from now until Christmas, I'm in the library on every Monday.
So Mondays we can catch you at the Burnie Library.
Mondays till now till Christmas, yep. So, again, 9:30 till 4. It's there as a drop-in. You don't need to make an appointment. I'm sitting there all day just doing my work.
Thanks very much again this morning, Kim Butler, for telling us more about the Building Bridges for Mature Job Seekers program from the Burnie City Council. And fingers crossed we'll get another intake again when we catch up with you in 7 days' time.
Correct. Thank you very much, Lee. Have a good day.